We're back.
Hello and welcome to the bunker.
We're back.
Guys, don't sound so excited.
Sorry.
Why are we sad?
We're excited.
The bunker is here.
Okay, well, none of us were crying.
Why are we sad?
Who said we're sad?
Why are we somber?
Because we just got word today that Jake the Snake from episode 3 has passed. The actor who played Jake the Snake has passed.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Blake the Snake.
Blake the Snake.
Who played Jake the Snake?
Who played Jake the Snake.
He passed.
He passed.
You didn't tell me
R.I.P.
that.
To a real one.
Died choking on pizza.
Wow, what a way to go out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pepperoni.
R.I.P.
He
Blake.
Bit into the pizza and poisoned the pizza and then continued eating it. So he died from his own poison.
Turns out snakes can't actually eat their own poison. It lives in ducks.
They're not immune to their own.
No, it lives in ducks in the top of their mouth, but if it gets into their stomach, they're dead.
Mm. Yeah.
I wonder if that's actually true.
There's no way that could possibly be true.
Maybe it is.
It could be.
I don't know. All you snake people out there, you let us know.
Yeah.
And I don't mean snake people. I mean people who
like
snakes.
Not like a UNT type of situation.
Right.
For all you nerds out there, UNT is.
Yeah. I'm really embarrassed that I knew that off the top of my head.
Okay. Can we? This is a D&D podcast. It's okay.
That's
a good point.
They know what they're here for.
Yeah.
Anyway, episode 6.
Six. Which Wild. Is, this episode sucks is the name of it.
Yep.
Why did we call it that, Alyssa?
Because of vampires.
Because of vampires. Could they suck blood? They suck blood.
Oh, man.
That's right. Vampires. This one was fun.
I'm glad you thought so, Joe. Because I feel like I did not like this episode.
Really?
No, I don't mean to like trash it on the podcast in front of our fans.
If you haven't listened to
this
it yet,
an honest
just
space.
Wait. You got a week.
Yeah.
I think here's
this
my
is
thing.
An honest space.
I haven't DM'd that much. I mean, I've DM'd a tiny bit, but like I was really learning a lot during this episode. Like I cannot bring in a bucket full of lore and background on the world into a space where we have about 2 to 3 hours because then it will just get really convoluted and it will just be confusing. And I feel like that's sort of where the episode started to lean to. I think we definitely brought it back. I think y'all did a good job bringing it back and helping me out. But yeah, I feel like, yeah, anyway.
I want to say though, like, yes, to a certain extent, for sure. Because like, if there's too much lore in this one, yeah. But I also like, the lore was awesome. Like I was like, this world is cool. Like I'm excited by this. Like I want to go and like hang out in the world more. You know
you
what wanna I mean?
You
want
to go to the creepy castle, horror castle?
Yeah, are you kidding? Yeah. Not like me, but like in D&D, I want to go like hang out there more.
What's that anime about the vampires?
Castlevania.
I don't watch anime.
Is it Castlevania?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's the one. I've only seen like half of
it. I don't think it's
season.
Actually an anime. It was originally a game, and then they made a TV show about it, which is
Oh, is
animated.
It made here?
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Never mind. Well, that was sort of the inspiration for it.
Oh, nice.
I like had that image of like the Dracula and his wife, and yeah, I was like...
Yeah. I thought the lore was really cool. Like, it was fun. Nice. And even like when we first landed in the whirlwind and like we were like trying to figure out what was going on in the room and how like the rug was like an aromatic rug and there was like all this stuff going on. Like that was really interesting.
Yeah, I was trying to like plant seeds for like, ooh, what kind of monster is it?
Yeah, I liked that.
That
was fun.
Yeah.
I really liked the part where Cal was just adamant that he was like freaking Babe Ruth.
Cal was in a rare form on this episode.
I was a baseball player.
He was a moody boy.
I think we talked about that at the end of the episode.
Yeah, because each person got their own little time of self-reflection
over
the 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
But we're jumping the gun. We, you know.
Yeah, Cal's thing was like he was a baseball player because he... Other than the last episode, this was the first one that he was like back to normal. I guess he was back to normal in the last one a bit. But then like, I think my thought process through it was like, he, after killing somebody, spoilers if you haven't listened to the last two, go listen to them. After killing someone, he gets all like thrown off. So then in the fourth episode, he's like not really himself till the end. Mm-hmm. And when he realizes everyone's like kind of forgives him, quote unquote, and he can forgive himself, I guess.
Yeah.
Five, he's kind of normal, but then like six, he's kind of just like, I think I was just, as I was thinking it through and like playing it, I was like, he tried to, like, he's probably trying to get back to normal, but like, everything's different now because he's got this lens of like, I killed somebody, and still kind of blames himself for it a little bit and feels a little guilty. So he just overcorrected and was like, I'm going to be really goofy and funny and take everything like it doesn't matter. And then that like annoys everybody in the episode. And then he gets confused of like, I don't know, like, what do you want?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that was kind of why he became a baseball player.
Yeah, that's funny.
But my wooden bat worked.
What do you want? What do you want?
I
want to
play
the
baseball.
They said I couldn't play baseball.
Yeah.
A little niche, but that niche was a fun reference episode. For all you fans out there.
Wallace gets all snobby.
Yeah.
He
gets in touch with his
old...
Yeah,
that was an interesting side of him.
Like aristocratic roots.
Yeah. That was like, we'd never seen that side of him really, other than like maybe some in high school, but
yeah. And it scared him.
It scared all of us. We were all like
it's like when the dean in Community like does that rap and then he's like, I don't know what that was.
I don't know what that was. I'm a peanut baller and I'm here to say paycheck's not I get paid today.
I love that
another
episode.
Day, another dollar.
Another day, another dollar.
I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me.
But he did kind of know what came over him, but he was still just like, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this episode was sort of a self-reflection for everyone.
Oh yeah.
Because
June
had a similar thing too, where she had to become pretty ruthless at the end during the combat.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she... Yeah, she was kind of just like, I gotta protect my people, and I think that means killing these guys before they go full vampire, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you turned intense. Into a hyena and ripped the head off a lady.
Yeah. I ripped the head off of three people.
Level two druid.
Yeah. Super fun.
Big hyena.
Yeah, she's, you know, there's darkness inside of her.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to see how June is almost... the most like ruthless out of the group when you would never have guessed that from the beginning.
Yeah.
Which I think is very interesting. Yeah. And I like
Stone
it.
Cold killer.
Yeah.
Stone cold killer.
I know for Eddie, her big thing was like coming to terms with the fact that she wants to help, but she has a limited number of skills in terms of her, like, she's not a fighter in any sense. And so like trying to figure out how she can contribute to the group, but also like trying to let the group help her and like accept that.
Right.
I will say something about DMing this one. I went in with a plan of like how I was hoping like the climax of this little mini story would go in terms of like, it was supposed to be a dinner party. And so I was like, okay, well, they'll be in, like, the dining room. They'll be being served dinner, and then someone's going to reveal themselves as a vampire.
Right.
And then there'll be a fight in the dining room, and it'll be, like, dramatic and funny and, like, all these things. Like, I had this whole idea, and it's just, it's hilarious how much it wasn't that.
Yeah.
But I actually really liked where it ended up turning
into,
because it was sort of like, okay, we have to trust each other. Yeah. We can't be fighting amongst each other, because we'll get killed by this vampire, and then... So...
Yeah, for sure.
But
that's cool.
Yeah, I definitely was like much less prepared for this one because I had more of a plan going into it, which is interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, I found that out about myself. I was like, if I go in with like more of a loose plan and like an idea of like certain things that could happen, it makes it so much easier when you guys decide to do something that I did not expect
because
I can pivot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was like a little good lesson I learned DMing this one.
That's a good lesson.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, this one was fun. I liked this one.
Me too.
It had some funny moments.
Well, and then once we once we found the like where the serum or the like the stuff was being made, like the lab or whatever.
Yeah.
That was kind of crazy. And it was cool and like I don't know. Yeah, I just feel like I was very like the story that you made had me hooked. Like, I was like, what is going on? Like, I just really wanted to, like, figure it out. You know what I mean?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. It was one of those ones where it's like, everyone is suspect. for a second. So we were really on the edge of our seats with that one.
Yeah, I agree.
I at one point you were describing that one kind of drawing room that everyone was at, and I think Ace was like, "Oh, I'll draw something."
Oh my god!
Oh yeah,
that was so funny.
I just
you were like, "What are we drawing today?"
Yeah. And then he was like, "Have you seen any good paintings
did you,
lately?"
Yeah.
And then you were like, Prithee.
Well met.
Yeah. Prithee and well met.
When you were describing it, though, I think the picture in my head was close to like have you guys ever ridden the Tower of Terror at Disney?
Yeah.
It was like with all the paintings and stuff at the beginning. I was thinking about that and I was like, ooh. Like,
I have an embarrassing story about Tower of Terror.
Oh, did you like throw up on there or something?
No, I went, like, I was just so thoroughly freaked from that ride. Like, I went on it later and it wasn't scary. So I don't know why. Everyone was like looking at me when we got off the ride because the entire time I was screaming my head off, like screaming like a roller coaster, and it's not a roller coaster.
Oh, funny. That's hilarious.
Wow, I just unlocked that memory. That was embarrassing.
What a time.
Yeah. I'll tell Joe, you also Josiah, have an embarrassing story.
I don't think
it's
embarrassing, but Josiah tells the story every time the Tower of Terror comes up, so Josiah, you can tell it.
We were riding the Tower of
Terror. I really don't think
pretty recently. I just thought it was.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It was like. Yeah. It just was really funny to me in that moment, the way it happened. So basically, like, we're riding the Tower of Terror.
I think it was more funny than. I wasn't embarrassed by it. I thought it was funny.
No, it's not. Joe, you can't really embarrass him that much, but like. I just thought
story.
It was funny. Okay. Anyway,
let's move on. I'm just kidding. Tell it.
We're riding the Tower of Terror, and. I mean, Joe and I are next to each other, so like we're riffing. We got like our little quips and things that we're saying.
Imagine Josiah and I on a roller coaster that we're not like super scared of, but like everyone else on the ride is like yelling. We're like
You're goofing.
We're cracking jokes.
We're tossing jokes.
Yeah,
sure.
We're just stacking breaks.
Like, whoa, look at that old lady over there.
Like, ooh.
Ooh.
But like stuff it's like that, but it's like funny. To us at least. Anyway.
Top tier humor.
Towards the end of the ride, like we get to this part where it's like kind of like the main thing is like it's like a drop tower kind of, and it's going up and down. Mm-hmm. And then right before Joe thinks there's gonna be one more drop, he out loud enough so that everyone could
was
hear.
Quiet because the ride was like currently still.
Yeah. So everyone's like waiting with bated breath, and he just goes, "Anyone know any jokes?" Like,
and then the doors open and the ride open. And I was like, "Oh,
like he wanted to say that before a drop, and he said it there, and then just the doors open, and we're like, oh.
That's pretty funny."
Yeah, I thought I was gonna be able to say it, and then we'd like drop one more time. Like, yeah, but it was just over.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
That's even funnier, really.
We look over, and Evan's just like. Shaking his head.
Oh my god.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah. Wow. It's pretty funny.
Tell us your favorite Tower of Terror moment.
Yeah.
I know everyone's got them.
Light up that comment
section.
Tell
them really remember.
Oh,
the
I meant
ride.
The listeners, but you can too.
You told yours already, I think.
Laura, tell us your favorite Tower of Terror moment. I know you have a lot of them. Which is your favorite one?
I don't remember.
You've spent a lot of time in a terror tower, haven't you?
I literally don't remember.
All right, and Joe, over to you with today's sponsor.
Today's sponsor,
yes. Guys, we are really, really excited about today's sponsor.
Really excited.
Mm. Last week's sponsor... Wim Wham Xerox or the
Shammy
Xerox. They got upset because we didn't know how to pronounce the name correctly, so they decided to not sponsor this week, but that's
Bummer.
Fine. That's fine.
Who do we have this week?
Yeah, this week we've got Willie's Waffle Shack. It's a local thing here, right down the road, Willie's Waffle Shack. Yep. You can't miss it. Well, you can miss it if you're not looking for it. It's not, there's no road leading up to it. It's just kind of like a little box.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
If you go out of my house, take a left, two rights, down the road 10 minutes, and back the way you came.
Yep.
You're going to see it.
Willie's Waffle Shack.
Just a small box?
Just a small box. Yep. You'll find Willie in there. Yep. Willie's got a lot of different types of waffles. Interesting, they come in needles. And you inject them into your
Boo. Boo.
He lives in there and he'll tell you it's heroin, but I think it's a waffle.
No.
I was already nervous. was already nervous about the name. I was already cringing so much about the name.
Vetoed. No, that was he'll really try to, he tries to convince you it's heroin. I promise you it's waffles. Anyways.
Joe can't stop going back there.
I can't stop. I'm addicted to Willie's waffles.
Oh, okay.
Now we're never going to Joe for an ad break ever again. That is what you call someone who is improvising an ad break and just goes with whatever comes to mind.
Interesting, yeah, I mean, that heroin's first on your mind. I don't know if I really want to talk about heroin on our podcast.
All right, fine. I'll come out with a new ad.
I mean, it's okay.
Just literally, yeah, you can do the same bit if you want.
Okay, let's not.
Don't.
No. You have to come up with something new. No. And Joe, over to you for our sponsor of today, this week's episode.
Alyssa, I'm glad you asked for the first time.
Yes, I've never asked you for an ad break before on this episode.
Nope.
I think that's the ad.
Come on down to John's.
We'll see you next week.
Let's open a card.
Come on down to John's. Come on down.
Just come on down to John's?
Yeah.
That's the whole ad.
That's all the copy says here. He just said, John wrote me an email. He said, tell him to come on down to my house.
Oh,
come on down to John.
I mean, he paid us. He paid us. So. Yeah.
Thank you, John, for your
payment.
Thanks,
John. Yeah. All right. So are we ready for a pod deck?
I think so.
All right, Laura, would you like to roll this time?
Come on down.
Yes,
to
I would.
We'll see you next week.
Come on down to John's. We'll see you next time.
John's. Come on down to John's. Thanks, John.
We'll see you
Thank
next
you,
week.
John, for your sponsor.
Yeah. Thanks, John. Yeah. Shout out one time, John.
Three.
Two, three. Would you rather?
I would.
I'm sorry.
Alyssa, make more noise.
Weren't you the one who said that you had a headache?
Yes.
Okay.
That was last.
All right, let
that was 2 weeks
ago. Hold the cards out, and then Joe will pick a card.
Oh.
That's
all right.
Hilarious.
You have to fan these out for Joe.
That was 2 weeks.
Fan those out for me, Josiah. Would you,
Joe?
Rather?
You're gonna have to speak up.
Would you rather never be able to use search engines again or never use smartphone apps again? So like never use Google or never use an app.
That's actually so hard.
That is a tough one. I think it's going to have to be apps. I can never use an app again.
Apps.
Because Google's got everything, including websites for those apps.
Yeah,
most of them.
Yeah,
I guess that's right.
Like I could get by without.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Apps.
That's right.
Most of them.
I said that was a hard one, but then we all really came to a decision really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, let's narrow it down.
Or not.
You either search engine, either you can't use search engines or you can't use apps. However, if you use search engines, then you cannot go to any sites that are related to apps. Personally, I would still choose search engines. But that means like no social media.
That's okay. I'd rather not have access to social media.
Well, I don't use social media anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that actually wouldn't be
that
difficult for me.
So Laura actually already won the game.
Yeah, I really did. Honestly, just quick little thing. This is just a general PSA, mental health PSA. I'm going to be real serious for a second. Staying off social media helps your mental health so much.
Yeah.
And so if any of y'all listening have issues with anxiety or feel like you're struggling with your mental health, just limiting your time on social media, even putting a timer on there, that really helps.
Absolutely.
Okay, back to the fun podcast. Sorry.
No, that's good, Laura.
I personally would choose apps because I can't live without my Instagram.
Sorry.
Just kidding.
That PSA was really just a JSA. It was a Joe service announcement.
Mm. No. What?
Could also be Josiah service announcement.
Ooh, which one is it?
Yeah.
Could also be Jalissa.
Jalissa.
Jalora.
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 Hey guys, we ended the bunker, but Laura had one more thing
really
to say.
I really wanted to
so
say something,
say
so I told her
and
to
And I think it's
again.
Valid, yeah.
The next episode, episode 7, is my favorite episode of the season. It really is.
Whoa,
it genuinely is my favorite episode of the season. I really... loved it. And I'm being played off right now.
It was really fun. It was a lot of fun to play.
Yeah, it was. It was
episode 7 is fun.
Yeah.
And we're
really
very excited for episode 7.
Okay, it's listen, episode 7, it'll be out next week.
Okay, bye.